the PAC stands for Political Action Committee, and what we do is comply with FEC laws in electing candidates who represent the issues that are in common with what Family Research Council stands for, faith, family, and freedom. And we were here, as I have been since 1996, I've attended each of the platform meetings to secure language that will guide the Republican Party that that fits with faith, family, and freedom.
Let's hear about some of those platform issues, especially that have to do with faith, family, and freedom. What are some of the big points that you thought came out of that?
Well, you know, over the years, the platform, to be honest with you, has become more conservative as it has moved along, so that there were very few issues, to be honest, that were that needed any tweaking. And basically, that's all is from our perspective. That's all they needed was tweaking. The issues of life were covered very well, and the issues of the national defense were covered well, and as well as other issues such such as their perspective on immigration and various subjects that the economy certainly. The tax policies, all that we have to face as Americans and as families.
One of the specific points that I saw about the platform that I read about is that it may differ from the position of the Republican, presumptive Republican nominee, especially when it comes to abortion, that I think is that the platform recommends that there be no exceptions for the life of the mother.
No, there's an exception for a life of the mother.
Okay.
But there are no exceptions on rape and incest.
Okay. And I think that that's something that Governor Romney disagrees with, who's the presumptive nominee of the party. How do you think that that's going to play out where if the nominee will differ from the platform?
Well, I think as long as Barack Obama is the opponent to Mitt Romney, there'll be support. Complete support by the pro-life groups. I think the challenge will come should Romney win. Those challenges will be addressed after that.
And I also read that Representative Aiken was part of these meetings. Is that true? Is that why he came here to be part of the meetings?
Evidently, he is here.
Also, the presumptive party nominee, Mitt Romney, has kind of backed away from Representative Aiken, asked him to step out of the race. Mm-hmm. And what are your thoughts about that?
Well, Family Research Council and the PAC, which we've supported him before because he was elected 6 times by the community in Missouri. He also beat 2 other opponents in a primary, and he has represented our issues 100%. On Capitol Hill. So we had no reason to back away from him at all. We will stand with Todd Aiken. The man has never committed anything that was ethically, morally, criminally wrong. He has served his country as an officer in the Army, and his 2 sons serve as Marines. We will not back away from someone as stellar as Todd Aiken for the statements that were frankly incorrect and inartful.
Anything else our listeners should know about the upcoming convention or about your PAC?
I think it's going to be an interesting convention given that Hurricane Aiken has hit, and I think that's what we need to call it. Or hasn't hit yet, has it? We're just waiting for it to hit, and we'll see how it all comes out.